what's happening is that, spiritually speaking, they are losing their garment of righteousness. Remember what we first read from Revelation chapter 16? They are losing their garment of righteousness. And 16 verse 15, Revelation 16 verse 15, it talks about the fact that blessed is he that watches, that keeps his garment, so that he will not be naked. So the way believers, praise the Lord. Now, where did we start from? We say the belt of truth is what holds your clothes to your body, so that you will not be naked. What I'm trying to explain to you is that there is a central point, because when it even talks about the belt of truth, it also talked about the body armor of righteousness. Now, let us look at what righteousness. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. Yes.
She has given the finest of pure white linen to wear. Yes. For the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people.
She has been given what? Read again.
She has been given the finest of pure white linen to wear. For the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people.
New English translation says she was permitted, as the church, to be dressed in bright, clean, fine linen. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. King James puts it in a very straightforward way. He says, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Do you remember? He says, having the belt of truth and the body armor of righteousness. So, the first thing he mentions in your spiritual armor is belt of truth that keeps you from being naked. And what is the body armor? It is righteousness. That is why he didn't even begin to talk about spiritual warfare until he had first of all talked about conduct. How wives should, husbands and wives should be, relate with one another. Because I love the way Revelation puts it. So just in case somebody will come and say, righteousness, your body armor of righteousness is righteousness by faith and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's not what he's talking about. He said the acts. Is that not what he said? He said the acts of righteousness. He said their fine linen is the works, the acts, the deeds of righteousness of the saints. What I am saying is that if you are a believer and you are a swindler, that is you will borrow money from A, you will not return it. You borrow money from B, you will not return it. You don't know that what you are doing in the spirit realm is that you are naked. You are naked. And when you are naked, you are ashamed. There are many things you cannot do. There are many battles you cannot fight when you are naked. So, it says, having your loins girt with the belt of truth, and having on, put on the body armor of righteousness. Now, what is this belt of truth? What is this thing about truth? Because righteousness for many believers looks impossible. I'm not talking about inherited righteousness. Because if it is true that you have inherited righteousness, it will manifest in the way you live your life. When you, and have been there, when you look at a country like Nigeria, where almost many things are crooked, you need to give a bribe in order to get your land document processed. Many people in the public service in this country, let me not say most, their age, the age that is there is not their age. Some people, the foundation of the job they do is altogether crooked. You see them living large, driving big cars. Their salary is 75,000 per month. Then such a person now becomes born again. You now understand why we're having a Bible study yesterday, and Bro Alfred said that String Low Bible study, that previously the most abused word in English language was love. Most abused word. A man tells a lady that he loves her. He what he feels for her is anything but love. Because he loves himself. It's just like when you see a beautiful flower, I say, I love that, or you see fine bread, you want to eat. I say, wow, I love that bread. Do you really love the bread? It is yourself you love. You want the bread for yourself. He said, hitherto the most abused word in English language and Christian parlance, Christian language, was love. Today, it's becoming grace. Because many people say grace, 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 grace. You know why? Because this righteousness thing is not doable. It's not doable. And let me tell you something. It's not easy. That's why I say narrow is the way that leads to life. If you want to live in a way in which spiritually you are not naked, you have to be very deliberate about it. You saw the drama that happened in our compound the other time. When our water was, we couldn't load our prepaid meter for water. I hope you know that the only reason why they did not connect, they didn't do illegal connection, was because of me. And they were grumbling behind my back. But they knew I wasn't going to stand for that. In fact, I'm not going to call her name. One of the tenants came to meet me in the morning and said, "Ejeka Dogmosi Kini now. We are suffering." I said, in fact, when I went to the NEPA office, the way they reacted to me, I said, "Hey." I said, "I am disturbing you so that I will pay you money for light I can easily steal. And you are doing this kind of guy." Because if you went, that was going to all of these things. We went to say, "Okay, our prepaid meter is not loading. Can you help us fix the problem?" They say, "Come up, you are the one that will pay." Whereas ideally, they are the ones that are supposed to give you prepaid meter and ensure that it's working perfectly. They say, "Call one guy." They gave me one of the guy's number, was not going. "Okay, can you do direct connection for us so that we'll be paying bill, you know, direct?" They say, "No, it's not going to favor you." "No, so what do you want us to do?" They say, "You can use generator and be pumping water." We didn't know that we had generator when I drove all the way to the office to go and ask them how we load our water. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that righteousness. So it is very easy. Let me tell you, when you think about it, you can be frustrated and you can be totally discouraged. But there is an anchor for righteousness. There is a belt that holds everything together. If you understand that, you will never be naked. And we're going to talk about the dynamics of truth. You see, Jesus was the one that said that the time is coming when the true worshippers of God will worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not a coincidence that the first spiritual armor that was mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6 was truth. It says concerning Jesus, he was full of grace and truth. So people that like saying grace, 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 it's because they don't want to walk in truth. Whereas Jesus, on the other hand, wasn't only full of grace, he was full of truth. When you say a man that is married but he's a proper adulterer, he has 3 girlfriends apart from his wife, but he say, "I don't know what I'm doing, that God is just helping me. His grace, his grace, his grace, his grace." That thing he's doing is not the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ also comes with truth. Are you getting my point? Because that man, he doesn't know. He thinks doors are opening financially. He doesn't know that spiritually he's naked. Spiritually, he's naked. It will be very easy for them to give him cancer. Very, very easy. Because when they first of all send the fear that will destabilize him and make him fall down spiritually, there is nobody armor. Are you getting my point? And that is not any of you hearing me. That is not your portion in Jesus' name. You are going to keep your body armor together. So what is truth? Truth is simple. You know, you people know me. We do Bible exegesis. We go into the root word of truth. Truth is reality. In him was truth. Yes, that's true. But truth is truth. When he said Jesus was full of truth, that was what they meant, was that Jesus was sincere to a fault. Do you get my point? He will not try and create a wrong impression. Some people came to meet Jesus and say, we'll follow Jesus. Christ say, foxes have holes, and birds have nests. The Son of Man does not have where to lay his head. See, let me not give you false impression. If you follow me, sometimes you will sleep inside boots. Eh? Truthful to a fault. Because when you have imbibed the way of truth, amen, and when you just walk at being a person of truth, you discover that every other aspect of righteousness will fall in place. Let me say that again. Just walk at being a, it is easy. See, that one is not difficult. So the next time they ask you for your age, say the truth. The next time you know that saying the truth will complicate things for you, still say the truth. You will discover this righteousness that looks so gagagagang will become very, very straightforward. It is called what? The belt of truth. Without it, you will not be able to. Because when you are born again, you are actually given a gift of righteousness. It's a free cloth. But the way you will hold that cloth together, you will not be naked, eh? Is by being a person of truth. You know, I always like giving this example. See, if I make you a promise, because I was at the other extreme before. I didn't take my words very seriously as a baby Christian. You know, it was first of all that when I was a child, I was a real proper liar. That is, I was good. As in, I am convinced even today that if I had continued that way, lie detector would not be able to catch me. Because when I was a child, I would be lying and I would be crying. And my father, he would know that he would say he's lying. My mother would say, no, now I will be lying like this and I will be crying. What I mean is that if they say, because I understood from then, from when I was a child, that if your lie will work, and I had very good success rate at lying. That is, I can come and tell you now, when I was a child, that my father is deputy governor of Ogun State. And the way I would, even though I am attending Jelosimi Primary School with you, the way I will tell you, you will believe. Because the secret of telling good lies is, first of all, believe it. First of all, convince yourself and believe it. Because if you are telling a lie that you believe, it will be easy for it will be easy for you to convince others. That's how very good liars lie. And I've met many of them. Because you know, I have met them before. When I see people that are very good liars, then I put two and two together. I say, but this is your thing. I don't even, if like be clear that let blood be coming out of your body, it is a lie. So it began from that. So when I became born again, of course, I knew I had to stop lying. So I stopped. And what became a little bit difficult for me was being faithful to my word. Promise and fail. You know what I'm saying? I'll come and see you by 4 o'clock. And I don't plan to come by to see you at all. Not by 4 o'clock. By 4 o'clock, seven, I'm still watching film or something. Not being faithful to your word. And then as I began to grow in my walk with God, I realized that Jesus will not have that. If you are going to be holy, you are going to be like God. God is a person of truth. He said that let no idle word proceed out of your mouth. You know, I told us some of the advantages. If you listen to me just for a while, you will know that is one of the things I say, because I know the power of a truthful tongue. But I say, who we are sent to the holy hills? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. He said, who has not lifted up his soul to iniquity? He that speaks the truth from his heart. He said, he that does not have deceitful lips. There are dealings, there are levels in God that you cannot touch. There are many believers, will hear me, child of God, that have an ordination of grace, great grace. Some even an apostolic ordination, whereby they speak and nature responds. Heaven responds to their voice. But they will never touch that height of grace if their tongues are still deceitful. Because when you are somebody that lies, your tongue is deceitful. You are not a truthful person from your heart. It means you don't take your words seriously. how do you expect God or angels to take your word serious? Praise the Lord. You've given us that example several times. No, I won't belabor that point. You cannot go far in the kingdom of God if you're not a person of truth. Because the first thing that will happen to you is that you become naked spiritually. Haven't you seen? I have seen believers that speak in tongues that are also 419. I have seen. They speak in tongues. They are faithful in church. The first person I discipled when I came to Water was a Yahoo boy. And where did I meet him? I didn't meet him in the club. I don't go to club. I didn't meet him in the bar. I don't go to bar. I met him in the church doing prayer and fasting. But he was doing prayer and fasting and going back to his Yahoo. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So the next point I want to make is, our time is fast spent. You cannot separate truth from the Christian walk. You cannot separate truth from the Christian walk. You must be deliberate. There are many believers that their words don't have power. See, I lie not to you. My words have power. It's not every time that someone tells me that pray for me that I say, yes, I will pray for you. Because there are some times I know if I pray for you, I will move the hand of heaven. And I'm not sure whether God wants to do that thing. I didn't get there just by speaking in tongues for 4 hours every day and all of those kind of things. Because indeed, there was a time I used to speak in tongues for 4 hours every day. And it's good, you can do that, please, by all means. And I intend to do more than that. I got there by being a person of truth and integrity. Your words must mean something to you. Even in your office, they will know that you are a believer if you're a person of truth. I don't know, there's a way the life of God can ooze out of you if you're a person of truth. If you know me, where's that glasses? Did I bring it here? You know that glasses now. My black sunglasses and my jeans trouser. I don't carry pastor aura all around. My office people, I went for a naming, bro, Toby that left. And when I went for his naming, I was embarrassed for some people in my department who are pastors. Pastors. That's they are pastors of serious branches of big denominations. Because they were saying that it's only Abraham that is a real pastor that we know. One of my colleagues, I don't know, Chibuzo is not here, was telling me, he said, hey, is there all of them? But he said, the only person he knows that will not forge his age is me. It's not as if I go and say, hey, I'm a person of truth. But if you're a person of truth, they will know. When I first got to the office, civil service, in our normal fashion, almost everybody comes late. But by the time you get to the office by 11 o'clock, because I've done it, and it's not good, but I've done it. Where I got to the office by 11 o'clock and the assigning register, sometimes you see 7:30. The person that signed 5 minutes before, you wrote 7:30 and signed. And before, when I first came around, I was following to do it. Now, how will I come and scatter the register for them? Because when you come and write the real time, people will come and shall call you. Why are you spoiling our register now? You get my point? When the Holy Spirit rebuked me about it, he said, if you know that you cannot, one, start going to work early. Two, if for any reason you come late, because the nature of our job, we are research officers. We are not always having to be in the office, even though that's just, he said, don't write that time. Okay, if you don't want to spoil register, don't write time. Instead of writing 7:30 when you were there by 9:30. Do you understand my point? No, they know. All my colleagues, because the most notorious set of people that came, new batch, is my colleagues. There are some people that since we started working, we worked for about 2 years now. I don't think that they have worked cumulatively for up to 4 months. There are always a way. Do doing another job somewhere, but their names are always in the, in fact, they are the time, they, their names are always in the register. They know, all of them know that they can't, nobody, that's, I don't remember any of them telling me that, help me write name in register. Because they know I won't write, I don't tell anybody to write my name in register. Now, it's a small matter. You know, there are weighty matters, even spiritually, and there are light matters. Jesus Christ talked about the weightier matter. It's a small matter, but it is a matter. You must train yourself. See, if I can walk in truth, there's nobody that cannot walk in truth. I can walk in truth. Because you don't know my story. There's nobody, there's no human being that cannot walk in truth. People that are always being caught, that have a reputation that they are liars, because they are not good liars. If you meet good liars, nobody will know that they are liars. Because they know how to, you know, it takes a lot of work to lie, you. Because it takes a lot of mental capacity. Because you have to tell the right lie to cover up the lie. You know, that's how we lie. You have to have a very good memory to manage it. Because you have to remember the lie you told this person. Because if you are telling the truth, even if they wake you at the middle of the night, you don't have to think, because it's the truth. But if you're a liar, you have to do calculation. What did I tell him last? You see, that's why Jesus Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because even though at first you look like, this is not easy. When you actually do it the way of Jesus, you know, like, there are many headaches that people have that I don't have. When you tell lie, you have to be, your brain will be overworked. Imagine a woman that is committing adultery. She will be overworked because she has to cover her tracks. Sure, you know that a person of truth that is married, if you cannot tell your wife that you are an adulterer, do you understand what I'm saying? Truth, one of the things that truth and the spirit of integrity will make you do is that it will make you not be able to do things like committing adultery. But what I'm telling you is that you want to keep your body armor on, you must understand the principle of being a person of truth. You know, John the Baptist, when they came to ask him, that was he Elijah? He didn't know, because his father, I don't know, it's like his father didn't tell him. Because the angel said he was going to come in the spirit and power of Elijah. But he didn't know. Even Jesus Christ said that. He said Elijah will come. Jesus Christ said, yes, Elijah has already come, John the Baptist. But when they asked John the Baptist, do you know how much honor would have accrued to John if John had said, yes, I am Elijah? But because he never had such information, he said, no, he's not. May God help us in Jesus' name. Why am I saying this? We are entering a time when you hear that phrase, the new normal in the world, it's not a joke. Things have changed in the spirit realm. And I am afraid that we are not entering the era of the great falling away. And if you don't begin to train yourself in the small things, you will not stand when the big things come. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego couldn't resist. If they couldn't resist the temptation to eat meat and food, they would have bowed to the idols. But because they had trained themselves in the little things, when they brought the idols and said they should bow, they didn't have the ability to bow. And their God stood up for them. It says, they that know their God shall be strong and shall do as Lord. You cannot know. You see this knowing God. Amen. Remember I talked about how you overcome fear. I saw the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fear. Let me tell you something. You see that relationship with God, that koinonia with God, you cannot have it if you are not a person of truth. Because the Spirit of God, who is the connect, who, you know, the Spirit of God that facilitates fellowship with God the Father and God the Son and even himself, he's called the Spirit of what? Of truth. There are many spiritual principles you can employ, because having power in the realm of the spirit is a function of, is the spiritual laws are like physical laws. What I mean that spiritual laws are like spiritual laws, if you know what to do, you can produce certain results. So it's possible for you, for example, not to be a person of truth, but because you are given to prayer and fasting, there is a lot of power. But what you will not have is that you will not have power with God. And there are many battles in this life. There are many things in this life that is not about power. What you need is power with God. What it means that power with God is that you can go to God and change things that were determined from eternity past. Because you have, I'm not kidding. You go to God and you can talk to God and you have the ear of God. That is called authority. There are some demons that your power cannot threaten. Because those demons, they themselves, they were archangels. Or they were very senior angels. They know power. They know the taste of power. They've been around the power of God longer than you can imagine in the scale of time. You think your power can intimidate them? But what will intimidate them is that they know that you have the ear of God. You know, there's a way you will treat me if you know that if I pick my phone and call the president, he will hear. Demons, are we together? What will take you to the point whereby you have authority, you have power with God, whereby you can talk to God and God will respond, is that you're a person who is walking in truth. Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. That is why we talk about holiness, without which no one can see the Lord. You see, that thing called holiness, one of the guiding principles of holiness is truth. You see, when I was praise the Lord, we're going to have to end. I would have loved to look at, we've already covered the belt of truth and the body armor of righteousness. I think we've covered the body armor of righteousness, because there are some very exciting ones that we want to look at. I really, really would love to talk about the shoes, which are the preparation of the gospel of peace. Because when you find, you say, how beautiful are the feet? Because if you read this body armor that Apostle Paul was talking about here, he wasn't the first person to talk about it in the Bible. Many of this was mentioned in the book of Isaiah. And in fact, if you have a good Bible, it's not as if there's any Bible that is a bad Bible, like mine, you will see that there is, it will be giving you references to those places in Isaiah. Because in the spirit realm, when you are walking in a certain way, there are certain things that it corresponds to in the spirit realm. For example, you are somebody that is quick to preach the gospel, you preach the gospel. What's happening is that in the spirit realm, you have good shoes. Praise the Lord. When you have good shoes, it's difficult for you to slip and fall, even if the devil pours slime on the ground. Because many people strip and fall because slime on the ground, you know, it's not a serious weapon, it's a trick. But when you find believers that are giving to the preaching of the gospel, they don't just give their time, they give their resources too to the preaching of the gospel. It will be very difficult for them to trip and fall when others are tripping and falling. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, make me a person of truth. You see, God desires truth in the inward part. That's what God desires. So, if you can understand this mystery of truth, it will help to put all your body armor together. Keep your garment that you have received as a gift, so that you don't lose it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Another point I want to make is, because I want us to pray about that. You see, one of the things the Holy Spirit has taught me some years ago about virtues. Do I have your attention? One of the things the Holy Spirit taught me about virtues is that if you find a man that is proud towards other men, he does not know how to submit to any kind of authority. His heart has taken the mold of pride. Do you get it? Even when he's dealing with God, he will be proud. Are you getting my point? Even when he's dealing with God, he will be proud. At that point, he can't help it. If you find a person that is truthful, even when he's dealing with God, you know, God, why will you be lying, be untruthful when you are dealing with God? Because God knows everything. But if your heart has taken the mold of deceit, You will even be deceiving yourself. You will know. And you know it's possible for people to deceive themselves. He says, not being forgetful, forgetful hearers, deceiving themselves. He said, be hearers and doers of the word. Because those that hear the word and don't do it, they are deceiving themselves. I don't want to go into all of that. Praise the Lord. So, what happens is that there are many people that can't come out of certain things because they don't have the ability to be truthful to God. That's why he says that if we say we have no sin, we lie and the truth is not in us. There are some people, they are proud, but even them, they don't know. And the reason why they cannot know is because their hearts have been so accustomed to deceit that even in before God, they don't know, they cannot even discern their true state. And so they continue with a baggage. That is the reason why they cannot run. Are we together? You see, that's why this matter of truth is not a joke. Because what truth does is that when there is lust in your heart, before the lust will give birth to sin. You understand what I'm saying? There is lust. The lust, when the lust came, you go and meet God and say, Father, one lust smuggled itself in my heart. You see, if you are like that and your dealings with God, it will be very difficult for the devil to cage you in a sin that will turn you to a loaf of bread. There are many people that carry the anointing of God that the devil has turned to loaf of bread because of besetting sins. Especially sins like immorality. Immorality is one of the sins that carry very high spiritual bandwidth of condemnation. What the devil can achieve in a person's life through one act of immorality, it may take 5 years of consistent lying for it to be achieved. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because when you commit a sin of immorality, you are not just sinning against God, you are sinning against your body. And so the devil is one of his choicest weapons in falling people. But if you are truthful to God, as soon as the seed enters your heart, you come before God and say, Father, there is sin in my heart. Lust has smuggled itself into my heart. And you deal with it before that lust, before it will germinate and become a tree that becomes difficult to uproot. Let us pray. Lord, fill me with truth in the inward parts. Fill me with truth. I want to go far. I want to fulfill purpose and destiny. I want to win the battles of life. You cannot win this battle without your armor in place. Make me a man, a woman of truth. Make me a person of truth. Deliver me from a deceitful heart and a deceitful tongue. When I command demons to leave, let them know that I am speaking from a place of authority, because my tongue is a tongue of truth. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Jale kabose le madate alo bosene banin katabonialis. Jele balale de boso bolin kateboline de boso bonian katabolia. Bazoze ketebania do semonin katabolialis. You see, by your strength, you cannot do it. The Bible says there's a spirit of God that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. All these words that you are hearing are not just ordinary words, they are spirit. And they are life and spirit transmitting words. And as you are hearing the words of God, the Spirit of God is entering your soul and empowering you to walk more accurately. And walk more accurately and more powerfully in the glory and power of God. Help me, Lord, to be a person of truth in the inward part. Deliver me from every deceitful heart. In Jesus' name we pray. There's so much to pray about. Do you know why in the early, those believers, those first generation believers, many of them were killed because of their faith? They would just come and say, deny Jesus or die. They didn't have the ability to deny Jesus. It was because they understood this principle of truth. And if you find a person that doesn't lie, he doesn't lie. Even when you say, I will kill you, he doesn't know how to lie. You understand what I'm saying? That's why. You know that today. Ifulani. Ifulani men go on the highway and say, oh yeah, we want to keep people happy. Nobody in that bus will be a Christian. Because people don't understand the principle of truth. We don't know that many believers today are naked spiritually. There are many battles that believers are fighting that they needn't not fight. The reason why they fight those battles is because of spiritual nakedness. Praise the Lord. They are not necessary. See, if you will put on the whole armor of God, they say, hey, this one, they break out. It's not necessary. Lord, make me a person of truth. Let me not have the ability to deny you. Oh, you think, dude, the people that we deny Jesus, when if don't want to go into that, if for any reason they face the Antichrist, you think they will not take the mark of the beast? Or for those of you who even believe that there will be a rapture before the Antichrist, you think those kind of people can be raptured? Liars. Yeah, Jesus. Lord, help me. 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 I don't want to be a liar. Make me a man of truth. When I find everything that is not consistent with truth in my life, help me to uproot it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we worship you. We thank you for all that you do. We adore you. Let's lift up our hands to the Lord who is in our midst. He's elevating us in the spirit. As we begin to walk in his truth, we will know his voice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Do you realize that the Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone? Those are not my words. They are really scary. That's why I stopped lying. I know the things I used to gain when I used to lie. Help me. Pray this prayer not just for yourself. Pray for your children. Lord, help me help my children. Both spiritual and physical. Say you are a liar and of your father the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. That is the thing about truth. When you're a person of God, you're a person of truth. He delivers you from that DNA of lie that we got through the sinful nature. The sinful nature is a satanic nature. Nobody teaches children how to lie. It comes naturally. But when we become born again, we receive a nature of truth. We receive a spirit of truth. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise, we worship you, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Eternal Father, we thank you for this time of study. Thank you for word encounter. Thank you for meeting us with your word. Lord, we have looked at one of the armors of our spirits, which is the belt of truth. If there's anyone hearing me who is lacking this armor, Lord, I ask that you restore it to them. And for those of us who may not be lacking this armor, but there are other armors that we are lacking, Lord, restore to us. No one hearing my voice will be a casualty of battle. The battles of this life will not overcome anyone. But we will go always from victory to victory. For the Lord is the one that leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.